All right. Welcome in to a dash of DFS, episode number 3. This is a Toilets the Titles production. All right. We are going to be talking weekly with you guys about daily fantasy sports, whatever platform you use. We have you covered. We're going to go right from about 30 minutes prior to Thursday Night Football kickoff up until Thursday Night Football kicks off. And here with me this evening, down below, if you're looking here, if you're watching live on YouTube, Dirty Jobs himself, Mike D, what's happening?
What's happening, man? Oh, I pulled the first one. I take the pressure off of everybody. I'm doing good, man. How's everybody doing this evening, man? I'm pretty excited for some football. There was a few things that happened last week that I didn't really care for, like Ronald Jones fumbling and not doing anything else besides fumbling and throwing me a -2 on the board. But other than that, things are going good. How are you doing, man? How are things going, Coach?
Can't complain, man. We got a big game tomorrow down in Westchester against the team we've I just heard of, like, for the first time this week. So we lost the team I coach. We lost. We got to pick ourselves up. We need a big W. So I'm excited. And also, I'm feeling good because there's really no pressure this evening because the Cowboys aren't playing. The pressure's on the other guy here, our other host here, Joe Arachi. He had 2 tickets to fantasy, the Giants fan. He's going to be going against the Washington football team this evening. Joe, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Like I was saying before, I respect what Ron Rivera and Washington have put together over there. But for the Giants, if you can't beat Washington with their backup tonight, the rest of the season is looking very, very dark and rainy.
Man, I hate to be like, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I just think Washington is good. 3.5 points, I think, is like, if you're taking the Washington side, I think Washington wins by 5 this evening. So if it's still 3.5, I'd still go with it. I mean, I don't think the Giants are going to be showcasing, you know, 2 big pieces of their offense. Whatever you think of Evan Ingram, he's still a piece of that offense. Saquon Barkley is a major factor to that offense. A Jason Garrett offense cannot produce without a top-tier tight end and a stud running back.
Kenny Galladay is not 100% either.
Right. Yeah. You know, but Kenny Galladay, I think, you know, I'm comparing apples to apples. In Dallas, Kenny Galladay, I think, is to Jason Garrett what he had with Dez Bryant. I think Dez Bryant's a better player, but he's a high-point guy. He's a physical guy. He's a move-the-chains guy. He needs that tight end. I don't think Evan Ingram could even, you know, sniff Jason Witten's jockstrap. That's another conversation. He's still a guy. You know, he needs him there at tight end. And then Saquon Barkley's a stud, so he needs his guys to produce. So I think the Giants will be okay after this week. Like, I don't think it's as damning, but it's also easier for me to say because I'm not sitting in your chair as the fan of the Giants.
Well, question to you, though, because you guys are 0-1. And flipping my mind, I'm forgetting who you guys are playing this week.
The LA Chargers.
It's going to be so not a division game, but you don't want to go 0-2
either,
right? No,
100%. And so it's easier for me to be optimistic about your squad because I'm not in your chair. But for me personally, you know, the Cowboys have injuries. They got guys who are – I'm a Cowboys fan if you're a new listener. They have a guy who's suspended. And this is all stuff I'm used to. And, man, I used to get so wrapped up about this stuff. I had a buddy who texted me about the DeMarcus Lawrence injury. 5 years ago, man, I'd be torn apart. But I've learned, like, this stuff just happens. It happens, and you're either going to win or you're not. And only one team can win. So I'm not going to lose hope because I've seen teams take bigger lumps and manage to come out on the other side. You're either champions or you're not. So I'm looking forward to this game. Joey Bosa's an animal. I love me some Derwin James, Kenneth Murray, Keenan Allen's a stud, Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler. I'm interested to see how Larry Roundtree plays. He looked pretty decent this week. So there's a bunch of good matchups on the docket. Mike, so as you could tell, Joe's the Giants fan. I'm the Cowboys fan, and Mike is the number one Denver Broncos fan. Mike, who are you guys playing this week, and how are you feeling about it?
Denver is playing Jacksonville, and I'm really kind of nervous about it, if I'm being completely honest. If anybody can beat Denver, it's Jacksonville, because they're a team that just kind of stays off the radar, and Broncos seem to show up real tough against good teams, and teams that they should beat, they tend to do very, very poorly against. So I'm kind of fading most of my Broncos this week, but their defense is looking legit. Woo, that defense is looking tough.
Man, I picked up Tim Patrick. You know, I think he's definitely a good get for redraft fantasy leagues. I think he's a guy you can throw in your flex. Also, I'm excited because Noah Fant had a big week, and I think he might be finally emerging as a top-tier tight end. We'll see if that continues. And Cortland Sutton, if he's going to, you know, bounce back from that injury, it's going to happen now with Jerry Jeudy hurt. You know, Cortland Sutton's an alpha. I don't think he's getting enough as much credit as he deserves. Well, I
mean, what about Melvin Gordon? Melvin Gordon never gets the fantasy respect he deserves. Even last week, he pops off that 70-yarder in the fourth quarter for the TD. But I feel like he never gets the credit he deserves.
Mike, I'll let you take that one.
Yeah, you know, I do like me some Melvin Gordon. It just seems like they don't feature him enough in that offense for me to get excited about, like, what he can bring to the table. He's getting a little bit up there in years and things like that. I like the future of the Broncos. I like the current situation of the Broncos. It's just still, to me, it's all pending quarterback. I feel like if you had a good quarterback, I'd even like Melvin Gordon a little bit more. But yeah, he doesn't ever get that respect. He hasn't ever since he got that knee injury over there. And I believe it was San Diego still at the time. Yeah.
And he's not a feature back now, but if you look over his whole span of career, I feel like he did more than we would all think he did going into.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, he was a workhorse back. There was a time where he was a first round draft pick for a reason.
Well, so, Mike, I mean, I'm going to cut you guys off. You know why? Because Mike, this sounds like some great conversation for the Blitz. If you're a listener to Twitch, the titles, and you're not familiar with the Blitz, Mike, Justin, Alex, they go live every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. All right, I believe they go for about
10:30 usually. 10:30. We start around 10:30. Just depends on what kind of demand we have in the question queues.
It's a call-in show as well as you watch YouTube. You put all your start sits, and you can ask them these questions about Melvin Gordon. But we need to get rolling because tonight we're talking about daily fantasy sports. I do want to let everybody know you can follow me on the Twitter at Coach Sheps. Follow the show at Toilets to Titles. Mike is at Dirty Jobs 21, and Joe is at 2, the number 2, Ticks, T-I-X, 2, Fantasy. Okay, how you can listen to us, you know we're on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, Facebook, Spotify. If you're listening on an Apple podcast, it would be greatly appreciated. Throw us a like, you know, give us a 5-star review. If you're watching on YouTube, throw us a like, subscribe to the show, hit the little bell so that every time we go live, we're going to be going live a lot in season. You'd be alerted. Also, check out toiletsatitles.com. We got tons of in-season articles, start sits, all that good stuff. So, Joe, I'm going to let you kick this thing off, talking about some players that are playing in the Thursday night football game that you think are must starts this week in daily fantasy sports.
Yeah, I mean, this game is not, you know, a fantasy loaded game, but at the same time, Antonio Gibson tonight to me is a juicy play for the single game, for the full week, for whatever contest you're playing. He's the workhorse there. And the one thing I love is last year, McKissick was like, you know, he was hoarding receptions and targets out of that backfield, and Gibson really was relegated to the early down work and the goal line work, and he still had a great year. But if you look at last week, Gibson had 4, 5, 6 catches, even more targets, which makes me love him even more. The Giants don't have a horrible running defense, but based on the game plan that Washington's going to have going tonight with the backup quarterback, I really think Antonio Gibson's poised to have a big one. If you were going to start somebody else from this game from a week perspective, I think my second one would be the Washington defense, actually.
Yeah, I got the Washington defense going in 2 redraft leagues, and I do have them going in one of my daily fantasy sports lineups. All right, before we move on to the next few segments, I do want to let everybody know that they could check out our Patreon.com. It's Patreon.com.
Oh, looks like we lost Coach there. Oh, there he is.
I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
Patreon.com/toiletsatitles. All right, we got 3 tiers. Tier 1 is $3 a month. All right, it gets you into our group chat on Discord. Tier 2 is $5 a month. It gets you into that Discord group chat that's 24/7 fantasy advice from everybody on the Toilets Titles team. Gets you early access to our waiver wire episodes that go out Monday night, directly after the Monday night football game. Gets you into our Frankenstein Listener League next year. Tier 3 is $10. It gets you all of that, and it gets you one-on-one roster analysis from anybody on the Toilets Titles team. And also, if you're listening, if you want to win a LaVisca Chenault jersey, an authentic LaVisca Chenault jersey, one of the next 10 people that signed up. So we've had 4 people sign up in the past week. So there's 6 more ways to enter. It can be $3, $5, whatever. You sign up for Patreon, you're entered, and we're going to pick a winner. It's going to go right to you. LaVisca Chenault, black Jaguars jersey. So, Mike, with that done, it's time to put the staff down of Gandalf.
The Gandalf staff.
You shall not pass. Quarterback fades of the week.
Okay, so the guys I've got on here are fairly obvious. You got Carson Wentz, who I just don't like that situation at Seattle. It's a little bit scary. Ryan Tannehill, if you're looking for him to have a bounce back week this week, probably isn't going to happen. He's got a tough matchup. And then I got another, like a guy who I want to honorably mention is Lamar Jackson. And 2 years ago, I sat there and I told everybody, did you look at the look in his eyes when he got stuffed in Kansas City? They were making a run for the playoffs. This wasn't last year. It was the year before. And ever since then, Lamar Jackson's been very shell-shocked as a quarterback. He has not been the same. He hasn't been as functional. He hasn't been able to do what he's wanted to do. It's like Kansas City figured him out. And so I feel like he plays Kansas City a little bit different and with a little bit of fear. So I've actually got a fading him as well this week.
He's lost some mojo.
He has.
He needs, you know, some Austin Powers mojo. He needs a mojo moment. If you watched Hard Knocks, then you know what I'm talking about. A Mike McCarthy mojo moment. All right. I'm going to talk about some non-quarterback fades of the week. All right. My first one is Miles Sanders at San Francisco, or rather first San Francisco. I think that San Francisco's defense is going to be pissed off at the way they looked at the end of the game because, you know, they came in and they were beating the hell out of the Lions, but no one's going to think about that. They're only going to think about the last 10 minutes. In the last 10 minutes, the Lions look like they can play with San Francisco. And if I'm the coach in San Francisco, that's the only part of the film I'm showing. I'm not showing them winning, you know, the first three quarters. I'm showing that final, you know, 10 minutes. And I think they're going to come out hungry. And also, Miles Sanders is going to give up some touches to Kenneth Gainwell. I don't think he's going to get a full workload here, so he's going to get shut down. You know, I don't think he's going to have a full workload. He's got a tough matchup. Next guy, James Robinson. You know, Mike already discussed that Denver defense is stout. James Robinson, I think he had less touches than Carlos Hyde, so I'm just not trusting him, and this isn't the week for them to get going. I think eventually, hopefully, Urban Meyer will figure it out and give Robinson the touches, but right now, basing on the way that backfield looked last week and how that Denver defense looked last week, you know, I'm fading him. Another running back, Elijah Mitchell versus Philadelphia. Last week, my fade on Toilets of Titles, which is our Tuesday night show. It's an hour long where we talk strictly, you know, redraft or, you know, setting fantasy lineups. I said last week, I'm not yet sold on Trey Sermon, okay? Because I didn't know how he was going to be played. And it's a similar reason I'm not yet sold on Elijah Mitchell yet. Let's slow down, okay? Eventually, I might be ready. But based on the history of, you know, Shanahan and that offense, I don't know if he's going to get, you know, full workload touches this week. So I'm going to – and I also think he's a high percentage play. I think a lot of people are going to be playing Elijah Mitchell because he's the flavor of the week. I'm not playing him. Corey Davis versus New England. On my Dudes and Duds, my Starts and Sits article over at ToiletsTitles.com, he's a guy I have sitting because what does Bill Belichick do well? He makes young quarterbacks uncomfortable, and he also takes away the team's biggest threat. I think he's going to try to take away Corey Davis with Stephon Gilmore, who's going to match up pretty well with Corey Davis. He's going to make it hard on Zach Wilson to find his favorite target from last week. So I expect Corey Davis to be eliminated from the game plan. Guy like Elijah Moore will probably step up. Maybe Braxton Berrios will get some touches, but Corey Davis will probably have about three receptions, you know, maybe 30 yards. It'll probably be towards the end of the game, or they'll just try to get him going early out the gate. But I think he'll get the clamps from Stephon Gilmore. So guys, we are paying up for this week. Who are some names of some players that we are willing to pay up for? Joe, I'm going to pass it back to you for this one.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll start with kind of the quarterback wide receiver combo. Don't love to be overly reactionary to week one, but at the same time, Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, nice week last week in that route at Tennessee. This week, the matchup is home against Minnesota, which I think is pretty juicy. So 8,700 for Murray, 8,500 for Hopkins. I'm putting them together. I'm on FanDuel. I'm going to stay with that theme real quick in Dallas, in that Dallas Chargers game. Prescott and, you know, I think Cooper or Lamb works. I'm going CD Lamb. You save, I think, $400 on FanDuel by doing that. And then real quick, just a couple other singular guys. You know, the Tampa, right? You can't ignore what Tampa did last week. Atlanta this week, it's just going to get uglier. So whether it's Godwin, whether it's Brown, I like Godwin and Antonio Brown the most, either one of those. And then lastly, I'm going to pay up for Nick Chubb. I think Cleveland's going to have a blast against Houston. Chubb was good against Kansas City, so would expect him in the first three quarters to get you all the fantasy points you need from that spot.
Shep Stradamus looked into his crystal ball this offseason and predicted that Nick Chubb will leave the NFL in rushing yards. Either Nick Chubb or Jonathan Taylor, those were the two predictions. One of those two is going to lead it. I really like the outlook of that after week one. Mike, who are the players that you are going to be paying up for this week?
So the guys I've got on my list is Russell Wilson. I've got him in both DK and FanDuel. I've got him at he's at 7,600 and that I've got going is George Kittle and on DraftKings for 6,400. I think he's going to have himself a week this week. He was just really close to breaking out about two big touchdowns and just barely missed them. On FanDuel, you know, I consider what's paying up is anybody over 7,000 on FanDuel, 6,000 on DraftKings. On FanDuel, I'm paying up for Montgomery. I'm paying up for A-Rob at 7,300, 7,200. Keenan Allen, I feel like, has a pretty big week, and I feel like Stephon Diggs actually gets some work done this weekend, and at 7,500, 7,400, they're just right at the right price range where I want them.
Right on. All right, the guys that I'm paying up for this week, Justin Herbert versus Dallas, DraftKings, he's at 6,700. Look at what Tom Brady did last week. You know it's going to be a high-scoring game. I really don't even think that's all that expensive for Justin Herbert, but it's still, you know, 6,700, like Mike said, above 6,000 is paying up. So I'm going to slot him in, feel pretty comfortable. There's going to be some overlap here. I'm starting Nick Chubb as well versus Houston. He's at 7,800 on DraftKings. We know that he's going to give you stud numbers. You can't strike out. If you're going to pay up for somebody, you can't strike out. It's like picking in the first round, top five of any redraft. If you're in a redraft league, you have to, in the top first round, you can't miss. You can't miss. If you miss in the first round, you set yourself back. If you miss when you pay up for a player, it's going to just blow up your whole lineup. So I know with Nick Chubb, I'm not going to miss. Keenan Allen versus Dallas, 7,000. So the Dallas secondary, they match up very well with big physical corners. That's why Mike Evans got shut down last week. But guys who are technically savvy, who are very good at getting open, like Keenan Allen, they give us fits. Keenan Allen's going to be running all over that defense. And finally, A.J. Brown at Seattle. This one's a fun one for me because A.J. Brown's at 6,900 on DraftKings. He's going up against his boy from college in Ole Miss and D.K. Metcalf. At DK Metcalf's new home in Seattle. And I think he's going to, you know, there's some pride on the line. I think there's going to be a big game for both of them. I think they both want to come out as the best player out of Ole Miss to come out of that game. So I'm looking for AJ Brown to go off this week. And that Tennessee Titans offense, they were cold last week. So I expect them to heat up a little bit. And AJ Brown is definitely going to be somebody who's going to benefit from them heating up. All right. Let's move on to, I'm going to talk about guys we're riding the wave, all right? So these are players who are on a hot streak that we're playing until they cool off. And there's three guys I got. One of them is DeAndre Hopkins. Joe mentioned him already. Last week, he had 6 receptions on 8 targets, 83 yards and 2 touchdowns. I'm putting him back in my lineup. Like, whatever, ride the wave. DeAndre Hopkins, he's hot. Let's go. Jameis Winston. 14 for 20 and 5 passing touchdowns. Eventually, I think that carriage is going to turn back into a pumpkin. But right now, it's still looking like a carriage, and those mice are horses, and they're carrying them on. So put Jameis Winston in your lineups against Carolina. Let's get some touchdowns. Finally, that Cardinals defense. All right, so if you're looking for, I think they're in like the bottom third of cost for defenses. Last week, they had an interception, 2 fumble recoveries, and 6 sacks. So if you're going to give me that at the bottom third, I'll take a chance because it's a gamble, right? So
and that was hot. Just Chandler Jones.
That was just Chandler Jones. Did you guys see that clip of Buda Baker trucking Taylor Lewan?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Crap. I don't curse a lot on this show, and that was worthy of it. He just sunned him. He sunned Taylor Lewan, Buda Baker, all like 5A to him. Yeah. Bad news, Bears. All right, so diamonds in the rough. Joe, who are some low ownership plays that you were playing this week?
Yeah, my mind goes to Christian Kirk in Arizona in the slot there. Again, that was a big week. They all had there against Tennessee last week, and I don't see home against Minnesota stopping it at all. So I think they're going to keep on utilizing him out of that position. I think it goes really well with Kyler Murray extending plays and, you know, using his feet to get more open guys. So I'm really liking Kirk. If I was going to go with another one, and not that this is low ownership, we're just not talking a lot about tight end, but Jared Cook got quite a lot of targets and looks out there for the Chargers last week. And to your point, obviously that Dallas matchup is a juicy matchup for them. So if you're looking for a tight end, not sure where to go, Jared Cook, I think, is someone that kind of flew under the radar last
week. What about O'Shaughnessy down in Jacksonville? He had like 8 targets, right? So I think James O'Shaughnessy might be a play. You know, there's targets to be had there. You know, they're going to be throwing in Jacksonville. You know, I'd consider, you know, James O'Shaughnessy as a diamond in the rough play if you need a tight end and you're looking for a guy that I don't think a lot of people are going to be getting. I don't know. He's a little touchdown dependent for ceiling because he'll take 6 catches and turn into 40 yards, which isn't great. The 10 points, but if he gets 6 for 4 and a touchdown, like 6 for 40 and a touchdown, that's a good day.
And real quick on that subject too, like tonight, and I'm not a homer fantasy wise, but Kyle Rudolph, because Ingram's out, there's no reason to think he couldn't go 3 for 30 with that touchdown. You get that, you're at 10 and a half points, depending. And, you know, for that price, you get 10 and a half points there. That's another one that kind of fits into that O'Shaughnessy.
All right, right on. All right, so let's wrap this show up talking about the lineups that we are playing. Mike, what is the lineup you are playing this week? Let's know how we're going to win some money.
So I got Russell Wilson. I like that situation he has against Tennessee. I think he's airing that ball out. That's who I'm going to be starting off in my quarterback.
This is FanDuel, by the way.
This is FanDuel. Yep.
We got FanDuel. A FanDuel lineup right here. Yep.
Yep. My FanDuel lineup. So he's at 8,500 on FanDuel. I got Montgomery. He's at 7,300. I like his situation too. I think the Chicago Bears are going to be able to run all over Cincinnati. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, whatever that saying is. I've got Ronald Jones coming in at 5,300. I really think he'll bounce back. I think he has a good opportunity, and he's already been named the starter. So we have those things going for us. I think that's a good sign. My receivers are Robinson, Allen, and Woods. I can't believe I was able to fit these three on the same slate with the matchups and situations that those guys have. They ought to be able to be bonkers. At tight end, I got good old Dalton Schultz. Yeah. I think he's going to do pretty good this week. I think he's going to just continue to get those targets, especially with Gallup out. I think he's going to be the receiver of those targets there. I was able to squeeze Diggs in on my flex, and you know how I love me some Allen Diggs connection. And got the Cardinals defense, of course, because they're cheap and they are hammering it.
I like that Robert Woods selection there because I feel like Stafford, he's in his new home up there in LA. He probably wants to make everybody happy. Cooper Kupp was fed last week, and I think he's going to make it a point to try to get Robert Woods involved because it's going to make them a little more dynamic, and it's also going to make defenses have to be a little more spread out. If they know that he's going to be spreading the ball around between Kupp and Woods, it's going to make things tougher on them. So look for Robert Woods. I like that one a lot. All right, and I'm hoping I got Ronald Jones going in Frankenstein, and I need him to, like, give me something this week because I lost last week, and I can't afford to lose again. So Ronald Jones, let's go. Let's get it done. Joe, what is your FanDuel lineup this week, my friend?
Yes, sir. So going Kyler Murray at quarterback. We talked about it earlier, kind of pairing him with DeAndre Hopkins, and we're doing that here today in this one. Running backs are Nick Chubb. And then I'll tell you what, Gaskin in Miami, I don't feel like enough people talk about him. That was a very tough matchup they had last week against the Patriots, and he still put up a lot of yardage. And this is going to be a high-scoring game with Buffalo, I believe. So I think he's a great for 5,700. I believe that's a bargain. Wide receivers, Hopkins, 8,500. And then, you know, two guys we've already talked about tonight. I'm going Kupp for the Rams. I think they're both going to have good days. I think all year long they're both going to have good days because they did it last year.
And Stafford's going to throw the ball 50 times.
Absolutely. So I'm in on that. 6,200, get it while it's hot. I think he'll be a 7,000 player by midseason. And then Antonio Brown, 6,400. Get that while it's still going because he's going to be over 7,000 in no time. He's my third wideout. Going to go Jared Cook. It's funny. I had the money to go Gronk, but I'm sticking with Cook because I just worry about Gronk not having to play much in that game. I feel like they're going to destroy Atlanta, where I think Cook in that game against Dallas is going to be a shootout. And then my one kind of funky play for the week is I'm going with Harris in Pittsburgh in my flex at running back. He sucked last week, but now I think they've got a much better matchup this week. I feel like that's going to fly under the radar a little bit. 6,100, I felt it was a good price for a feature back. And then rounding out with, I'm going to pick on Houston like I plan on doing a lot this year when they're on the road, and take that Cleveland defense for 4,200.
All right, so my lineup is DraftKings, and there's definitely a lot of overlap here, which I like. It makes me feel confident. So Mike went with Russell Wilson. Joe went with Kyler Murray. I'm starting it off with Matthew Stafford. 6,400. We got Wood starting in Mike's lineup. We got Cup starting in Joe's lineup. What does that mean? That means Matthew Stafford is going to eat if both those cats are. So give me Stafford. I get Antonio Gibson going against the New York Giants. I think he's going to have a day. I think usually on Thursday Night Football, it's not like as even as it was last week. Usually it's one team is pretty dominant. I do think Washington's going to be dominant tonight, and I think Antonio Gibson's going to break out. I got David Montgomery versus Cincinnati at 6,100. I really like the way he moved last week, man. He looks quick. He looks sleek. He looks slim.
Yeah. If you drafted David Montgomery, you're a happy camper. Yeah. Like, that's all there is to it.
People are talking about Damian Williams and David Montgomery having limited touches. I also think you need, when thinking about that, you have to understand this is the first time ever that there's 17 regular season games. All right. So I think running backs are going to be a little limited early on, and then they're going to plan on using them down the stretch. I'm not concerned at all. David Montgomery's the guy. He is the guy in Chicago. And if Chicago wants to be successful, it's going to be behind David Montgomery and eventually Justin Fields. All right, at wide receiver, give me Keenan Allen versus Dallas for all the reasons we mentioned earlier at 7,000. Cooper Kupp at Indianapolis. So this is, I'm doing a Stafford Kupp stack. He's at 6,000. And then Jamar Chase at Chicago at 5,000. He's a guy who his price is going to go up. So give me Jamar Chase while he's at 5,000, because by next week, he's probably going to be 6,000. Noah Fant at Jacksonville. I talked about him earlier, 4,200. I love Fant. Fant's a phenomenal player. We got Jerry Jeudy down. There's receptions that need to go. And I already saw that Teddy Bridgewater was connecting with this cat. Antonio Brown versus Atlanta. I started him in my lineups last week. It benefited me. He's at 6,000. Throw him in my flex. That Atlanta team is atrocious. Tampa Bay is going to put up 40 points on them. Like, they are going to put up 40 points against Atlanta. Finally, Pittsburgh versus the Las Vegas Raiders, 3,000. Pittsburgh played pretty damn well against Josh Allen and the Bills. Like, pretty damn well. The Bills were the better team. I don't think, you know, Pittsburgh should have won that ball game, but the defense kept them in it. And I think the defense, this is in Pittsburgh, all right? If this was in Las Vegas, it might look like a different team, but this is going to be in Pittsburgh. Vegas is coming off a big win. I think they're a little high, and I think Pittsburgh is going to chop them back down to earth. So give me that Pittsburgh defense versus the Las Vegas Raiders. So, fellas, that does it. Joe, I know you have a game that you're ready to watch. It's been very fun recording with you guys. Please, if you're listening at home, go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/toiletsandtitles. Check out the show, toiletsandtitles.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We got shows all week. All right, Saturday night we got we have Down Under Dynasty. Sunday morning we have Joe's College Football Recap and NFL Preview. Then we got the Blitz Sunday, 10:30. It's going to lead you up to the games, and then we start it all over. So stay tuned. Watch us. Let us help you win some fantasy football leagues and win some daily fantasy sports money. We will catch you all later. Enjoy Thursday Night Football.